ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Atlanta say a potential attack was thwarted at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International today. Police say a man was arrested in the airport after he told his family he was headed there to shoot it up. Atlanta's police chief, Darren Sherbaum, identified the suspect as Billy Cagle, and they found an assault weapon.
Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle that he was streaming on social media, that he was headed to the airport, in their words, to shoot it up. And the family stated that he was in possession of an assault rifle.
According to sources, the suspect had some mental health issues. His family did alert the airport that he was coming. Police say they knew what he looked like and took him into custody immediately. President Trump hosted Australia's prime minister for talks today, announcing a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals. And the Senate reconvenes later today, taking up another vote on a measure aimed at ending the government shutdown. This is ABC News. French authorities are on the hunt for suspects after a brazen heist at the iconic Louvre Museum. The robbers getting away with prized centuries-old jewels. ABC's James Longman is in Paris with more.
Police say the masked robbers drove up to the side of the museum in a truck mounted with a ladder described as a mobile freight elevator. Police say the lift was extended up to a second-floor window, which the thieves broke open using an angle grinder, a handheld power tool used for metalwork. From there, they're alleged to have threatened security guards before ransacking the Apollo Gallery, where Napoleon III's crown jewels were on display. Police say they tried to set fire to the lift they used before they fled. The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters.
The museum remains closed today as the investigation into the heists intensify. Gas prices falling below $3 a gallon. Gas Buddy shows the national average for a gallon is $2.96. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers got their first road win of the season against the Arizona Cardinals last night. Micah Parsons racked up a career-high 3 sacks in the game. A Packers stand-in kicker nailed a franchise-record 61-yard field goal in his first week on the job, shattering the previous best of 58, which belonged to Mason Crosby. Now the world is waiting to see if Parsons can manage to sack former Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next week when the Packers take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Green Bay boy, whose disappearance had people worried Saturday with an Amber Alert, has been found safely. Green Bay police issued the alert for a 4-year-old boy last seen at his Clement Street home Saturday morning. Police say that boy was found and reunited with his family later that day. You have a great chance to see a light show in the sky this week. There is a double comet alert. After a year without any comets bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, two are coming at once. Scientists say the comet Swan will be closest to Earth tonight and the brighter comet Lemon tomorrow night. The comets are part of the annual Orionid meteor shower produced by Halley's Comet. The Orionids are the main event in the fall meteor season. You can look for them just north of the constellation Orion, hence the shower's name. NASA calls the Orionids one of the most beautiful showers of the year. You should be able to see both comets about an hour and a half after sunset. Tomorrow night's will be brighter than tonight's. You'll have to stay up past midnight, though, to catch the whole meteor shower. Scientists estimate the best viewing time to be after midnight tomorrow night. And forecast maps show the fall colors will peak this week in the Green Bay area. Many counties to the north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25%. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs in the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows in the lower 40s. Or shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50. Right now it's 64.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. You can tell your grandkids that this is how we had to communicate before texting and instant messaging.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hall.
Gonna show if you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe.
answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pie.
Ah, autumn in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can. can see. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on, right on.
Marvin Gaye, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. A little history and culture. Today is Diwali. It is primarily a Hindu festival. It's the Hindu Festival of Lights. Some other religions, such as Sikhism, also celebrate a version of it. There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world. It is the second largest religious group after Christians and Muslims. And today, during the festival, those celebrating illuminate their homes, temples, and workspaces with oil lamps, candles, and lanterns. They also have a ritual oil bath at dawn on each day of the festival that Hindus in particular participate in. So there you go. A little history and culture for you on today.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
from our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwaber. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Armstrong, local news and timeless hits, 97.9. And you can listen to us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free in your phone's app store.
In the cafe. money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. Walk with me.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Thanks to decades of public health announcements, most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. However, up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect cancer. That means those women could be getting a clean bill of health when actually something's wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the costs for those extra screenings for women in need. But that means women are often paying at least a portion out of pocket. A current bill recently passed unanimously by the Senate is named after Gail Zayer. She's a Wisconsin woman who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. Gail's law would require insurance companies to cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bipartisan group of women behind the bill say they're looking forward to bringing it to the assembly floor. The Packers came out on top in their first road win of the season against the Cardinals. Micah Parsons had a career-high 3 sacks, and the Packers' substitute kicker set a franchise record for nailing a 61-yard field goal. The Packers beat the Cardinals with a final score of 27-23. They'll take on the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers next Sunday in Pittsburgh. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs of the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows of the lower 40s. Or shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler, with highs near 50. Currently 62 degrees.
WGBW. When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there. brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah.
James Taylor, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here broadcasting from downtown Green Bay with the Beach Boys and Surfer Girl on 97.9.
I have watched you on the shore. start laughing if you live without me.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Do you know the speed limit on the two bridges in downtown Green Bay? Talk a little more about that coming up.
Lord have mercy, I said, oh, Domino.
Van Morrison Domino, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. So I asked the question, do you know the speed limit on the downtown bridges, the Main Street and Walnut Street Bridge, or Ray Nitschke and Bart Starr Bridge, if you prefer? Well, the answer is 25. 25 miles per hour, both of those bridges. Mason Street, 35 miles per hour. And if you drive across those bridges as often as I do, you know that most people completely ignore that. In fact, today, man, I was heading east across the Main Street Bridge, getting ready to turn on Washington to come to the station, and there's this minivan trying to get around. And I was going a little over the speed limit, I'll admit. And he comes finally zipping by on the left after trying to pass me on the right as I was changing lanes into the right lane. And he just comes whipping by and then lays on his horn because somebody was making a left turn from Washington going across the bridge. Well, they probably expected he was going closer to the speed limit, not, like 10, 15 miles over. Just be careful out there. You're going to cause an accident. 25 miles per hour.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Did you know it's almost National Make a Difference Day? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can make your National Make a Difference Day great locally by joining the Green Bay Conservation Corps at John Muir Park. On Saturday, October 25th from 9 till 12, they're going to be at the park to remove invasive species in preparation for a nature trail. They ask you wear lawn pants and closed-toed shoes. This event is open to all ages and abilities, so sign up in advance, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be. Good meet you.
keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon run. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Local news and timeless hits grooving on a Monday. That works too. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here with the Rolling Stones. It's Honky Tonk Women 97.9.
Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.